This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 17, written by George Vink. I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. From Romans 1. God is my witness, how constantly I remember you in my prayer at all times. Our prayers need a balance of praise, intercession, thanksgiving, and confession. It's important for us to remember that praise cannot really take place until there's a confessing of sins that might be hindering our prayers. We cannot pray effectively if things aren't right between ourselves and God, as well as between ourselves and our neighbors. Jesus leaves little doubt about it, teaching us to ask daily, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." Praying for one another is our calling as we journey in faith together. In his book, Life Together, Dietrich Bonhoeffer says, "Intercession is a daily service we owe to God and our brother. It's a gift of God's grace. It can happen in worship as while driving to work. Praying Christians pray anytime and anywhere, and they truly make a difference. While we pray for others, we must not be afraid to ask others to pray for us. Life is complicated for everyone. When praying for others or asking for prayer, our bond of unity is strengthened. Our attitude towards those for whom we pray often changes us. After all, Jesus calls us to love even our enemies, and he says, 'Pray for those who persecute you.'" As a follow-up to praying for someone, consider sending a note of encouragement. "I'm remembering you in my prayers." And you might also add, "Please pray for me too." Will you pray with me? Help us, Lord, to keep praying for each other and growing together in your grace and love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.